Hey everyone, welcome to the Mayor's Table. With me today is our Parks, Recreation, Cultural Affairs Director, Natalie Spruill. Natalie, tell the people what this episode's about.
Good morning, Mayor. I am so happy to be here today to talk to you about being an outdoor lover and an active family in the community of Farmington. We live in a wonderful place, and if you say that there's nothing to do this summer, we're going to tell you everything you can fill every moment of your summer with right now.
Stay tuned. Hey everybody, happy summer. Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett with me today is our Parks, Recreation, Cultural Affairs Director, Natalie Spruill. Natalie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mayor. It's great to be here.
I figured the sun's out, school's out. It's time to talk about the great things we can do here in our community this summer.
Yes, we have got a list.
We have a list. It's a very robust list.
It is. We may or may not get all the way through it.
Well, when you have a, you know, this kind of Parks and Recreation kind of centerpiece is what I would say in our community. 58 parks, all the different aquatic opportunities. We've got pickleball courts here behind us, the rec center, Sycamore Park Community Center, the museum. I mean, there's all this robust infrastructure built around getting people out in a healthy community. So thank you for all the work that you all do in making that happen.
Well, thank you. We have a wonderful team that just gets up every day passionate about serving their community, and that's really the secret.
It is interesting. When you drive by all the medians, I don't know if people know this or not, all the medians are also managed and cared for by Parks and Recreation.
That's correct.
I mean, all these parks out here today, we've got folks out here mowing Brookside Park and blowing weeds and blowing dust. I mean, this is an ongoing operation. It's 7 days a week, depending on events that are going on. So a lot of work goes into making sure that this community is green and beautiful and well cared for when it comes to its public spaces.
You're absolutely
thank
correct.
You.
Well, thank you for your support. We have an incredible team, and they get up every day to just support the community in their way. And they take a lot of pride in the work that they do. And that's really incredible to see from my perspective, that it's not just a job for us. It's literally, we put our heart and soul into the work that we do in caring for our parks and open spaces and our trails, but also all of our programs. We're standing here at Bisti Bay. There's a lot of work that goes into this. So We have an incredible team.
I mean, even the senior center. I mean, that's another component of this. And all the you just mentioned programs. I mean, the Meals on Wheels. Mm-hmm. We've got our fitness center over there. We got the congregational area. We do craft classes. Mm-hmm. There's so many people involved, and we're very thankful for that.
Yes, that's an amazing community, a center for our older citizens in the community, but I can't wait till I get to have time and go utilize all those amazing amenities. I'm like, that's an amazing fitness center.
Yes.
We can place a mad bridge over there too.
Right.
I mean, there are opportunities for everyone.
We are here at Bisti Bay Water Park, and it was a great opportunity, I think, to kind of start this off and talk about all the times and places and costs of coming out to Bisti, Lake Farmington, other places outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will start off. We, again, are at Bisti Bay. We, once we get kicked off for the summer, we will be open 7 days a week, 12 to 6 p.m. And the price to get in for that is $6 per person. So we also here will have lap swimming in the mornings, Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday mornings from 10 to noon. And the cost of that is $250. So if you're an early morning swimmer and you like to be outside, come join us here for lap swimming.
So we do that before the park opens itself, because we have the lap swim area that, of course, is right by the water slides.
Yep.
And that way there's no, you know, kind of
no interference.
People jumbling into one another.
Yep. Okay. So we've got dual purpose in it's our catch pool during the day, and in the morning it's the lap pool.
Wonderful. That's great news. What about Farmington Lake?
Farmington Lake is open and going. We have lake hosts out at that property 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. And we start that service middle of April and go through the middle of October. And really, the lake is open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, year round. But when lake hosts are there, you can take non-motorized watercraft out on the lake, and they're there to provide boat inspections and those kinds of things. But if there's not a lake host there, you can always pay at a self-pay station. The cost to the user access fee for the lake is $1 per person. So whatever you're doing out there, if you're going to go fishing or go walk around or go bird watching,
paddle boarding, yep,
you
taking
name it,
your dog.
Yep, it is $1 to access the lake, and then we have camping up there.
That's
and
right.
Camping is $10 per space per evening.
Well, that's great, and I think it's important for people to know that because of where we're at with our lifeguard situation, we will not have any lifeguards at the beach. And we've had that now for, I think this is our third year.
I believe so.
That we haven't had lifeguards out there. We are still in need of lifeguards, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested or know somebody who might be interested, please get a hold of our Parks and Recreation Department and we'll get you set up and schedule time for doing those things.
If you are interested in lifeguarding, we would love to have you. And it's perfect timing because our next guard class starts June 12th.
Okay.
So if you're interested in taking that class, you have to go through the class and complete that first before you can come on as a lifeguard. But reach out to the Aquatic Center specifically and just say you want to get on the list. And they'll tell you kind of the process to get through to get on that list. But yes, if you're even thinking about it, they are happy to answer any questions. You can go in and kind of get a feel for the position before you take that class if you're interested in it. But we are actively training and looking for more guards for sure.
I do think it's important whether you're coming to Bisti Bay, whether you're going to Farmington Lake, that you come prepared. Mm-hmm. And always safety first in that is that motto, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure that you have your life jacket. I mean, I would recommend anybody at the lake, if you're going to be in a raft, if you're going to be paddle boarding, wear a life jacket when you're out there. It doesn't matter, I don't even care whether you're Michael Phelps. I just think it's a safe way to be.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing at Bisti. Just make sure you know your limitations and you prepare for those things. And then I know this year at the entry point coming into the lake that we actually have bags available for people who would like to help pick up trash. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we're really excited to offer trash bags, and they have our Outdoor Pledge logo on them. So we are promoting actively the Outdoor Pledge and packing in and packing out and just taking good care of our lands. But also if you're out walking your dog or something like that, or whatever you're doing at the lake, just take a few minutes to pick up trash as you're walking through. We would certainly appreciate that, but it just takes each and every one of us to do our part, I think, to we again have an incredible park operations team that does pick up trash daily, and our lake hosts also take care of that duty, but we have a lot of users out at that property. So
well, and I appreciate the volunteers who've offered in the past to come out. We do lake cleanups, we do glade cleanups, and actually just I think west of the lake we've also had some cleanups out in those spaces as well. But really the key for us is to take care of what's ours, pack it in, pack it out mentality. But when you see something on the ground, just take the moment to pick it up, throw it away. It keeps the area clean, it makes it nice. I like living in a nice neighborhood and have nice amenities out there, so I know other people do as well.
Yep.
Awesome. Anything else going on at Lake Farmington? Will we have the paddleboard shack open there this year?
The paddle and shiver shack will be there, and we have another vendor that started last year, so we'll have a couple of things going on out there. One other thing I might just note, if you are an avid lake user, we have an annual lake pass or a season lake pass, and you can purchase one of those for $50, and that'll give you access all summer.
We do that as well for our aquatics, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
It's not the same. There's a Lake Farmington pass, and then we've got specific passes to our aquatics
okay.
facilities.
All that's on Farmington's our website, mm-hmm. fmtm.org. Well, awesome. Anything else on aquatics?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we've had some great success, Natalie, with some projects we've completed. Bisti Baby, one of those. The pickleball courts that we got open last year, another one. We can see how many people are out here this morning. But then we've also extended the trail. Among the Waters Trail was something that was open this previous year. And then Penny Hills Golf Course, which is still in process, but it's open.
It absolutely
opened up in December, but tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have been very busy at Pinyon Hills Golf Course. And as of today, the day we're filming this, we have had over 8,200 rounds of golf played since December 1st when we reopened after the construction. So we are ready for a big summer ahead.
Good. Well, look, we did a whole episode on Pinyon Hills. I believe the last one mm-hmm. was on Pinyon Hills. But it's important for folks to know there is warranty items that contractor is responsible for. That includes some of the grass growing in certain areas. They are coming back. They apologize for being delayed. So a lot of those areas will be addressed by them. Excellent. We did some work this spring mm-hmm. at the sports complex on baseball field 2 and then also at fairgrounds softball fields. Tell us
we
about
did.
That.
That has been a really fun project. I've learned a lot about athletic fields during these projects, but Sports Complex Field 2 we basically made that, I would say, 100 times more playable. We did some irrigation work. We replaced the sod on the infield, the warning tracks. And when you talk to Doug Abe, our parks assistant director, he takes those projects on as a labor of love. And he said, Natalie, we've got the right mix of dirt that they use in the Major League Baseball. And so he's very proud of that. We've rebuilt the mound. Truly, we have got a fantastic amenity in Field 2 now that all of those upgrades have been done. They've replaced the bleachers or the seating in the dugouts. So we have just upgraded that field, and it's ready to go. We're ready to play ball.
Well, we know how often those fields are used. I mean, they're heavily used facilities. Worley Field, an iconic field here in our city, also about ready to get an upgrade. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so after the Connie Mack World Series, we're in kind of the planning stages now, but we are going to bring the dugouts up to be ground level. And in addition to that, we're going to relocate the bleachers just to make it all fit a little better around the dugouts. Shade will be part of that project. We're also going to be replacing some fencing, putting in a batter's eye for safety of the batters, just to ensure that they can see the ball while it's coming at them. I had to learn all about
batter's eyes. Is that the solid background in the back?
Great. Yep, on the fence. And then we're going to do some ADA upgrades to the restroom and the access points to the restrooms. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of a kind of a pavilion or a plaza area by the concession stand. So we're really looking to just sink some time and energy into Worley. So we're excited about that project.
I mean, this Worley Field was built in the 1960s. Probably. Somewhere in that range. I mean, at the time that a lot of these facilities were built that we're now, you know, coming back to and addressing, you know, kind of the aging and updating them to modern use. So that's great. That's great news.
Yeah.
Other things that we're going to be going on. We're here, obviously, in the Brookside Park area. Mm-hmm. We have the Brookside Skate Park. This has been something I've been pushing for a long time now, is to get that facility upgraded so it could be better used. And we've just completed some community conversations, mm-hmm. had some public meetings. Talk about that project.
Yeah, so Brookside Park, and just a little history, I spent a lot of summers when I worked at Sycamore Park out at Brookside Skate Park taking kids every Wednesday in the summer.
I didn't know that property.
Yeah, so I've spent a lot of time out there. And it is true. We have been going through some public engagement. We're working with Planned Collaborative and their subcontractor, Spawn Ranch Skate Parks, to do some design for us, or conceptual design of, you know, we've asked for two options. We've asked to look at what we have and what can we do with what we have to make it more functional, or what does a new rebuild look like? And the public engagement has been very, very well received, and we're learning a lot. But one thing that I'd just like to point out is we've gotten great feedback on an all wheels area. So that would be an accessible area where all wheels would be, you know, a scooter or obviously skateboards, but sure. Wheelchairs, those kinds of things. So we're excited about that piece to the project. But again, really great public input on that project, and we're excited to see their conceptual come back.
Accessibility is really the key word. I mean, we want to try and make as many of our facilities accessible to people of all abilities, which we use that term a lot now. Mm-hmm. Boundless Adventures Park at Tibbetts on Apache. That's going to be a fantastic park. It's going to be iconic. It's going to be something that attracts people to this area. We are seeing lots of donations come in for Boundless Adventures, mm-hmm. but we're still a little ways off. We've got some of the planning. We're doing some construction docks. Mm-hmm. Where are we at in that process for that park?
We are awaiting. We presented to council not too long ago 30% design for the phase that they're working on for Boundless Adventures All Abilities Park. We're awaiting the 60% documents, so we should see those sometime in the very near future.
And there's three phases to that park. You know, we have the wide open space with the track that we recognize has become a really, you know, an important centerpiece for that neighborhood, for people to get outside and walk. We're going to keep that track or an iteration of that track, but just so people are aware you'll still be able to go out each day mm-hmm. and walk that facility.
Yep, that's truly going to be a gem to add to our collection of many, many things that we're proud to have in our community.
That's a big one. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. I don't even have, in my mind, when you step out on that property and you look how big it is, it's going to be an amazing space.
It really is. It really is.
Other things coming down the pipeline, we have Gateway Park Phase 1, mm-hmm. located at the museum. That's going to be kind of the south side of the museum between AutoZone and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah, the southwest corner, kind of,
So we'll, we've got a pavilion that's going in there that, mm-hmm. that we've gotten some grant funding that's helped us with that. But it's going to be a great green space and a space for people to come and gather. Mm-hmm. This past month, we had a great event out there at the museum, bringing our community together. The law enforcement memorial and our vigil, and it just being out there and seeing all those folks made me realize that the space that we're going to create is going to allow for even more of those types of events to take place. So we're very excited about that. We have also received some dollars for River Wave Park. Mm-hmm. The River Wave would be a hydraulic lift in the Animas River right by the museum that would allow for us to adjust it to we hope to surf on, let alone raft on and do other things. So that's also something that we're currently in the works on, but we've received $2 million for that. It might blow people's minds, actually, to think about the number $2 million. Money just doesn't go as far as it used to go, especially for these kind of projects.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add on that?
No, we're just excited about just starting to build around the amazing facility that we have in the museum and kind of making that the gateway park area to welcome people to town. The amenities and the work that's going into that area is going to be incredible.
Absolutely. Well, we've seen that space there for a long time. It's been a dirt lot. We've had, obviously, the beautiful museum part, and the backside of the museum by Animas is great. But it's going to be good just to spruce that up. It's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Staying on that, and just thinking about this, we are. I think we may have, by this time, implemented the art sculptures or started putting them in downtown, which I think is also being directed by Parks and Rec, is that right?
Yes, we have a hand in that project.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
So by now people have probably seen...
Seen a couple of them, yeah.
So I know at Artifacts we've got the... it's...
A desert toad.
A desert toad.
Yeah.
I would call it by a different name, but we won't do that right now.
Okay.
But a large lizard sculpture, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And then I think there's a total of 10. And those are going to be on a rotation basis. They're for sale. The 10 items have been picked by a jurist of art, because I can't select art. I mean, who knows what I would like. But those 10 items, they're selected by a jurist. They'll be out there for 1 year. People can purchase those. And actually, the city is allowed to purchase some if we deem them something we would like to keep here in our community. So, but that will rotate each year, which is kind of a fun program.
Yeah, so if you haven't taken time to go to our beautiful downtown to check out the art sculptures, definitely do that.
Great plug.
I love our downtown. It is an incredible, incredible area to just go and hang
now
out.
Now that it's greened up, I mean, now you kind of get the feel for what that completed project is going to look like. Mm-hmm. I will say this, I was in St. George, Utah. They have roundabouts. They have these big, beautiful, iconic outdoor structures in the middle of the roundabout. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to be pushing for that.
Okay, noted.
Lots of events happening now that summer's here. I wanted to touch on that. We have TGIF every Friday at Orchard Park, mm-hmm. Where we have music and lunch is served as well, right?
Yep, that's June 15th through August. June 2nd through August 11th. And TGIF is 11 to 1 in Orchard Park, so you can come down and listen to some great local music and just take it all in.
We have the STEAM activities, which STEAM is an acronym. It stands for Science, Technology, Environment, Agriculture.
Math.
Yep. Those activities are going to be going on at Riverside Nature Center every Thursday starting June 15th mm-hmm. until August 10th. Mm-hmm. And then also at the Riverside Nature Center, we're going to have Let's Be Pollinator Pals, which will be talking about bees and pollination, and that's going to be happening June 20th at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Can I steal the next one?
Please.
Okay, Jolt Jamboree is coming up.
Jolt Jamboree.
That is going to happen on June 10th from 10 to 3 at the Farmington Museum, under the direction of Visit Farmington, or our Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we're really excited about partnering with them on this event. It's going to be a great adventure expo featuring, again, Visit Farmington members and celebrating how we play in Farmington, and you know, we're good at it.
We are good at it. That's one of our strengths.
Yes.
Cool. So that's June 10th, 10 to 3.
Yep.
Downtown at the Navajo Art and Cultural Museum on June 10th at 1 p.m. is going to be How the Navajo Language Was Developed. I saw that on, by the way, all of these events are on farmingtonnm.org. So if you're looking for something to do, I mean, there is an immense amount of things to do. But I saw that one, I thought, that's awesome. I mean, just to be able to teach people where the Navajo language came from, I think that's a great amenity downtown too.
Yep.
Go ahead.
July 4th.
July
Freedom
4th
Days
Freedom
is coming.
Days.
Coming. We've got a lot of incredible parts to Freedom Days. Some things that we're really working on in our department is the ice cream social at E3 Children's Museum, and that'll be on July 1st from 11 to 3. So at that point, it's gonna be really hot this summer, and ice cream will be the perfect afternoon or late morning snack to cool off. So
ice cream's good all the time, Natalie.
Yeah, it is.
Keep going on that.
Okay. The Jazz Festival will also be July 1st. At the Civic Center, and that's put on by the New Mexico Arts Council, and that'll be 2 to 9, so that's another fun evening in the downtown area. Fireworks, July 3rd, will be on good old Sullivan Hill, and that's about 9:20, 9:25.
That's what I got.
That evening. And then July 4th, last year we started a kind of a new tradition to have a concert on the front lawn or the plaza area of the Civic Center, and this year we are going to have Colin Ray join us. So definitely put that on your calendar, July 4th, 5 to 9.
That's going to be a great concert. Colin Ray is great.
Yeah.
Then we move in further in the summer. Date change this year for Connie Mack. It's moved up a week. July 20th is when that begins. We're going to have our balloon rally as well. So we'll have more information that comes out on that. But yep. Same, you know, we'll have the different locations this year, I think, for some of the balloon
Glows
and liftoffs, and then also our plan is to still have a concert at Ricketts Park, so we're working on that right now.
Yeah.
But again, farmingtonnm.org is the place to go.
That's right.
Anything going on at Sycamore Park or the Rec Center?
You know, we are ramping up for summer. We'll have summer camps and activities offered through the Recreation Center, and you know, it seems like we're already talking about fall, but the Road Apple Rally is up and coming, and we have hired a new outdoor recreation coordinator. Evan Pilley has joined our team, and he has certainly hit the ground running.
Evan is amazing.
He is. He's really working. If you're part of a local user group that likes to play, or you're an outdoor lover and an active family, and you're just interested in connecting, if he hasn't reached out to you, I'm sure he will connect with you soon. But he's really just working with our user groups, and you know, he's on the Road Apple Rally Committee, so we're really excited to have him in town. But yeah, Road Apple will be here too before we know it.
It's going to be a great weekend of events. That first or last weekend of September is always filled with lots of things to do. So, but hey, yeah. Natalie, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Mayor. Yeah. Happy to do it.
Lots of great energy.
Yeah.
Lots of great things happening here in our city as we roll into summer. Please make sure you check out farmingtonnm.org for all of those events. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. But let's make sure we're coming together during this summertime period. Enjoy some community, fellowship, and just offer your support for also those local businesses that are doing outdoor recreation services. So, Natalie Spiel, thank you again.
Thank you.
We'll see you out on the trails, at the pool, and at the lake.